Patricia Hampel is a talented young writer from St. Paul, Minnesota. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Hampel has written a memoir, A Romantic Education, and two books of poetry. The latest is called Resort. The long title poem in Resort was written one summer as Hampel stayed alone at a row of unfashionable little cabins on the north shore of Lake Superior.
It's not a place that is in keeping with our notion of tourism, for one thing. It's a working lake, Lake Superior is. So there's something kind of depressed or depressing or depressive about going there for vacation. And also something kind of bleak about the landscape itself.
The one-time fishing community proved to be an ideal place for Hampel to address her primary subject, loneliness.
I think that if you're a writer, that is part of the occupational hazard for a lot of your life, but doesn't mean that you feel comfortable about it or that you like it. So maybe it's inevitable that I would choose it at some point in my life as a subject. So I feel maybe the way a lot of people feel, lonely, exhilarated at times, to be able to think my thoughts all the way through to the end without any interruption, maybe a little self-absorbed, maybe a bit more of an observer and even a voyeur of other people's lives.
Strangely, says Hampel, many of the vacationers in the other cabins were fascinated that Hampel was a writer.
Americans often have the view, it's part of our folk history or culture, that we don't care about art and we don't care about culture and all of that. But it became known that I was a writer and that I was writing something up there. And people were astonishingly generous, curious, wanted to know what I was doing, and felt like they had something to do with it in a way, even if they never would assume that they were mentioned in the poem or in anything I was writing.
In addition to turning out poetry, Hampel teaches fiction and memoir writing at the University of Minnesota. Patricia Hampel's latest book of poems is Resort, and her memoir, A Romantic Education, is now out in paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The New York Times selected Patricia Hampel's memoir, A Romantic Education, as a notable book of 1981. It has just been reissued in paperback, along with a volume of poetry called Resort. St. Paul-born Hampel says the major theme in her work is how memory and imagination inform one another.
Images occur in the mind, and which images are most powerful, really, are those that come to you in the way that memory comes. It becomes blurred, but at the same time, those remembrances that you have maybe from childhood seem the clearest to you of anything.
Hampel cites an example of how her description of a painting in her memoir was accurate only in its intent.
There's an image in A Romantic Education about a picture hanging over a couch in my grandmother's house, and I describe it as a woman with a lute who has beautiful flowing hair and drapery kind of clothes on, and I use that picture to begin a whole section of my book about the subject of beauty and how women become fascinated by and entrapped by beauty. And when I very happily described the picture from memory, thinking I had it right, my mother said that the picture isn't at all the way I described it, that there's a child in the picture, there's no lute, the two of them are singing apparently, the clothes are a different color from the way I described it, everything is different. I had not remembered accurately, and yet the accuracy I had touched had to do with the opulence of the beauty, and in that way it was accurate.
Hampel deliberately tries to avoid being vague in her writing.
There seems to be so much mystery and so much that cannot be deciphered that you're touching on when you write, that I've always felt my job to be as clear as possible about those things that I can articulate.
Patricia Hampel will be talking to us much in the future. She's the author of A Romantic Education and of a new book of poetry, Resort. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.